This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1870. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 22nd, Alaska, Albania, Australia, Brazil, Burundi, Canada, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, India, Israel, Japan, Latin America, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Philippines, Rwanda, Spain, Tonga, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The A17 shortwave season begins Sunday, March 26th. And lasts for approximately 7 months. That means a great many frequency changes to coordinate better with seasonal propagation, and especially in the case of Europe, moving transmissions 1 hour earlier. Because of local clocks changing to summertime, which is irrelevant in the rest of the world, but we have to deal with it, just as we have already in North America 2 weeks earlier. So I'll be giving a number of new schedules for the A17 season, or portions of them especially, regarding English broadcasts such as KNLS in Alaska, via Alokesh Gupta, the one-hour English broadcasts, from transmitter 1 at 08 and 12 on 11870, and at 14 UT on 11765. Transmitter 2 chimes in for one of those at 12 UT on 7355. Let's hope these are correct, because they have contradictory information on some of their own website schedules. And you will probably have an easier time hearing these English hours as relayed from Madagascar, which we may get to later. The big sad news is that Radio Tirana, Albania, will leave shortwave and medium wave at the end of March. On the WRTH Facebook group, Christian Milling in Germany says that Astrid Ibro of Radio Tirana has confirmed this, and thanks to Jean-Michel Aubier for sending this on to us. Well, this is hardly a surprise, and it's still not exactly accurate, because Radio Tirana has already been off shortwave for about 2 months, but there was some bit of hope that they might resume if they could get their single transmitter fixed, but apparently they are giving up. And by end of March, do they really mean March 31st, or do they mean 1 week earlier, March 25th being the nominal final day at the end of the B16 season? Just as we've been doing for many years, we helped Radio Tirana choose its summer frequencies just in case, and they were duly registered with HFCC. They're also planning to continue with some broadcasts, external service that is, on their powerful medium-wave transmitters. Now, shortwave has been off, but possibly medium-wave will be on a few days longer if you want to try to hear them using a remote receiver in Europe, if necessary. The current schedule, before the time changes, would move them 1 hour earlier, more or less, are as follows for Radio Tirana on medium-wave in Albanian at 09 to 10 UT on 1395, and the others on 1458. 15 to 1630 in Albanian, 1645 to 17 in Greek, 1930 to 20 in Turkish, and 2115 to 2130 in Serbian. And all except Albanian are Monday through Saturday only. And by the way, we've been trying to persuade Radio Tirana, if their own shortwave transmitter is no longer viable, to broadcast via some other site which would be glad to have them, such as WRMI, but so far nothing has come of that. Here's a chance to DX Australia, even in central North America, on medium wave. Tim Tromp in West Michigan reports to ABDX that he heard the station on 1548 kHz, which is 4QD in Emerald, Queensland, March 19th, around his local sunrise at 1150 UT, a distance of over 9 kilomiles. And soon afterwards, it was also heard, not too far from there, by Neil Kazaros near Chicago. 5970 is one of many Brazilian frequencies which had not been active lately. It was originally occupied by Radio Itatiaia in Belo Horizonte. But now Manuel Mendez in Spain has heard something from Brazil on 5969.96 using a remote receiver in São Paulo. It seems to be carrying a São Paulo station on 94.9. Jose Hernandez Madrid, also in Spain, checked this out on the same remote receiver at Pardinho, São Paulo, Brazil. And he says the station being carried, although it may be the same old transmitter, is Scala FM, S-C-A-L-L-A. He compared it to online, and it was the same type of programming, although not in parallel. No exact time, but they were hearing it for many hours the evening of March 21st. On UT March 21st and 22nd, I found no signal from Brasilia on 11780 or 6180. Who knows what's happening next with the biggest Brazilian shortwave station. Last week we had reports of the time signal station in Rio de Janeiro, Observatorio Nacional, being 10 kHz off frequency on 10,010. But by March 16th, they were back on frequency, or close to it, according to numerous other logs from Hector Frias in Chile, Manuel Mendez in Spain. However, Manuel puts it on exactly 10,000 kHz, 0.4, at 2055 UT, March 16th. So it may be a time signal station, but it's certainly not a standard frequency station. Manuel says by March 17th it was back on exactly 10,000 kHz. A17 frequency change for the clandestine for Burundi, Radio Publica Africaine, transmitted via France. Ivo Ivanov says the 18 to 1858 UT broadcast will be on 15480, replacing 11550 in the Kirundi and French languages. By the way, last week I was talking about Radio Itahuka as clandestine for Burundi, but it's actually for neighboring Rwanda. It got mixed up because listings show its language also as Kirundi, which is the wrong one, instead of Kinyarwanda. CHU time signals from Canada still missing from 3330 as of March 22nd. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports, as of March 21st, the NRC technician says, we found that the antenna cable has failed as it is under the frozen ground. We can't fix it yet. We are still deciding what to do next. Radio Cairo, Egypt is another shortwave station with some terrible transmitters, but appears to be holding on, not giving up completely. Ivo Ivanov has compared their A17 schedule to their A16 schedule and found at one different frequency for an English broadcast than last summer at 16 to 18 to Central and Southern Africa to be on 12085 instead of 15345. Intruder into the 40-meter ham band, Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, you may recall, was active a few weeks ago on two frequencies below 7200, but lately had been missing, which is just as well. But Torsten Hallmann in Germany says they're back on 7175, heard March 17th until sign-off at 18:31 with the national anthem. It was not very strong. So I checked for it a few hours later at 0246 UT and found a carrier about 1 kHz higher, 7176.009 variable, and still over an hour later, so I'm pretty sure that's where it was coming from. And the second one also produced a barely audible carrier on 7144.25. March 21st in California, Ron Howard checked at 1438 to 1456 and was hearing not only a carrier but some programming on 7175, Horn of Africa Music. And there was no jamming from Ethiopia until it started at 15:05. Formerly, they used to start the jamming 5 minutes earlier. He says he last heard this one when it was on 7180 in late December, but no signal found from the other one around 7146 variable. At that time of day in California, of course, Ron is hearing those signals by long path. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked and measured it on 7174.988, but totally covered by Ethiopian wideband white noise jamming, 20 kilohertz wide at 1540 UT, March 18th, using a remote receiver in Qatar. The single English hour remaining on shortwave from Radio France International, starting at 06 UT, has been on 9675 during the winter, but usually inaudible in North America. It's aimed, of course, where else but to Africa. Now, Ivo Ivanov says the summer frequency for A17 will be 11905, unlike last summer when they used 13725. So we'll see how that makes it way over here as well. Mike Berkla forwards this from Radio Mi Amigo International on Facebook, March 21st. That from March 26th for summertime, they'll extend their shortwave broadcasts on 6085 kHz 7 days a week between 07 and 17 UT, including more live shows on the weekends. Starting in April, there'll be live shows every Friday all day long. That transmitter presumably in Germany. And via Allokeshkupta, we have Deutsche Welle's A17 schedule showing their only remaining hour of English on shortwave at 16 UT on these A17 frequencies for various parts of Africa, 9670, 15290, 15315, 17800, and 21780. Well, I should give you the transmitter sites. They are respectively South Africa, France, UAE, and Ascension. Here on the opposite world side, it's tough to get a listenable signal from All India Radio, and they've always dissed the Western Hemisphere anyway. So I was surprised listening on my car radio to find the memory stopped on 15140, a frequency I had programmed for Radio Havana, Cuba later, but this was in Russian. March 18th at 1648 past 1700. Well, that is All India Radio broadcasting in Russian between 1615 and 1715. Via Allokeshkupta, we have a comprehensive A17 schedule of Adventist World Radio showing 10 different transmitter sites in use, but not including Okeechobee. Is that an oversight, or will they no longer be via Radio Miami International? I've been advised that Voice of Hope Israel facility has been testing on 1287 kilohertz. And in fact, it was already heard. The first report they got was from Bent Eriksson of the Arctic Radio Club in Sweden on March 19th, according to Ronnie B. Good on the WRTH Facebook group. The info came from Ray Robinson via Mauno Ritola. Ray Robinson also tells us that they're testing with reduced power of 10 kilowatts from northern Israel. There are a few environmental modifications needed at the transmitter site before they can run up to full power. That'll take to the end of the month to be completed. In the meantime, they're going to continue testing with reduced power using nonstop Arabic Christian music. Regular operation should be commencing late in March or early in April. More about this on this week's AWR Wavescan. Furthermore, the internet station in Israel called The Voice of Peace was heard on shortwave 4845 by Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. That was March 21st. It went off at 2018 UT. On the WRTH Facebook group, it was also heard by Andrew Kuznetsov in Latvia. And they replied on Facebook, that is, Voice of Peace said, not official, probably a fan relaying them. And Alan Pennington adds, there's some more pirate activity in Europe from 4840 to 4850. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1870. Also bringing you the comprehensive website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support. from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sends a generous quarterly check, this time for the Vernal Equinox, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. From Takahito Akabayashi in Japan via Wolfgang Büschel, Radio Nikkei in Tokyo will be temporarily off the air from certain frequencies for maintenance according to the following schedule. Program 1 on 9595 will be off from March 22nd until April 11th. After that, 3925 will be off for a few weeks more. And after that, 6055 until May 30th. While Program 2 has already been off for maintenance from 3945 until April 4th. However, in this case, they're back on the air on Saturdays and Sundays. Then from April 5th to May 2nd, 6115 will be missing except on weekends, while their other frequency, 9760, was already off in February and March, but now back in service. As for Radio Japan in A17, Ivo Ivanov finds these changes concerning English compared not to the B16 season, but to the previous summer A16 season. At 05 to 5:30, 5975 is still on the air, but from Austria instead of Wuverden. And at 19:30 to 20, 9480 direct from Japan instead of 9645. There may be additional changes compared to the season just ending. On March 19th, Arnaldo Slein in Argentina tipped us that the Radio Piranha International is currently active from somewhere in Latin America on 6930 between approximately 21 and 14 UT, that is, on the air all night, and would continue to do so for a few more days. It might also relay some other pirates. Picking up on this, Manuel Mendes in Spain did hear it via the web receiver in Sao Paulo, Brazil, March 20th from 0705 to 724 on exactly 6930, got an ID in Spanish as Radio Piranha. So we can probably refine its location to South America rather than merely Latin America. Last week I marveled that the current schedule of Radio New Zealand International showed them on new 5995, 6 days a week, starting at 1259 UT, but still on the former frequency, 7355, on Saturdays. Well, when Saturday, March 18th, finally arrived, I was listening at 1259, and there they were still on 5995, no, 7355. So they must have thought better of it, or it was just a mistake in the schedule. And now we have the A17 update via Alokesh Gupta showing they're staying on the new 5995. But there are other changes, so I'll just list the entire schedule with the starting times. There's about a 1 minute break when they change frequencies. From 0459, still on 11725. From 659, new 7425. And also for the one broadcast to the northwest at 1059, 7425. This is regarding AM only. At 1859 on Saturdays, 9700 for 1 hour. Also Saturdays only, 1959 for 1 hour on 11725, and then back to daily, 2051 on 13840, and 2259 all the way to 458 on 15720. And note that New Zealand goes off daylight shifting time 1 week later, the first Sunday in April, which will change program times relayed from the domestic service, if not frequency times. The clandestine for Nigeria, Radio Dandal Kura International, says Ivo Ivanov will be on this new schedule for A17 at 05 to 06 via Ascension on 5960, 6 to 7 on 7415 Ascension, 7 to 8 on new 13810 via Wolverton, and 18 to 21, 12050 Ascension. I tend to note North American pirate logs when they're on unusual frequencies, such as this one. The Crystal Ship was reported on 3425 a.m., March 13th from midnight 19 until sign-off at 0207, says Joe Filipkowski in Rhode Island Free Radio Weekly. It was also heard during this same date and time period by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA Flash Sheet and by Kenneth Vidozicki in Michigan in the Mare Tip Sheet. 7615 is the only frequency where station YHWH, the Anti-Jesus Pirate, has been reported lately and was still going March 19th at 0248, but off by 0353, says Ron Howard in California. Very poor signal, and he thinks he's no longer in California. I also heard him March 21st at 0239, barely recognizable, with a very poor signal, and also it was already off by 0320. Ron Howard listens to Radio Pilipinas at 0200 UT on 15640, 17700, and 17820. On March 21st, he says, a new message I've never heard before. Radio Ungbayan, along with PTV, are to be integrated into the new People's Broadcasting Corporation, PBC, not to be confused with the existing PBS, Philippine Broadcasting Service. Online, he says, I found among the goals of Radio Ungbayan is to launch 30 new provincial stations in 2 years, reinforce news and current affairs, and expand coverage of news reporting. Radio Exterior de España has been frequently announcing its new schedule effective March 26. Of course, it's all in Castilian. Like last summer, they're resuming 17855 for North America. The time shifts mean it's at 18 to 22 daily, adding 14 to 18 UT on Saturdays and Sundays when there's more sports to be covered. The other frequencies to other parts of the world will be 15390, 17715, and 15520. The 4 hour earlier extensions on weekends will be on the same except for 15520, which will be on 21620 between 14 and 18. Thanks to some news stories I happen to hear on Radio New Zealand International, Tonga Prime Minister threatens state broadcaster with closure. I later looked them up on the web, and also thanks to Artie Bigley for more news about it. It seems that the Prime Minister, Akilisi Pohiva, has courted controversy criticizing the state broadcaster. There are now fears that he could move to close the Tonga Broadcasting Commission or to privatize it. He says they have become an enemy of government. Besides an extensive FM network, of course, TBC is the only medium wave station in Tonga, deaxable on 1017 kHz. Via Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener, news from BBC World Service, that they're rolling out a new schedule for spring, moving outside source to afternoons and merging it with World Have Your Say. The new show, BBC OS, will be a two-hour program from 15 to 17 GMT. Also a new culture series called In the Studio. Read much more about it in the new DX Listening Digest when published via worldofradio.com, number 17-12. And good luck hearing BBC WS on shortwave. The proposed budget of Acting President Trump includes defunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Andy Robbins points out that its funding accounts for less than 1/7300th of the overall federal budget, according to the Washington Post. Very little CPB money goes to PBS or NPR directly, but to local stations. Much more about this at protectmypublicmedia.org, where you may sign a petition supporting public media. Most of our World of Radio webcasting affiliates from Europe will be moving our times 1 UT hour earlier from March 26th, as well as our shortwave outlet, Hamburger Local Radio. The new times are expected to be Saturdays at 0630 UT on 6190, Saturdays at 1430 on 7265, and Sundays at 1030 UT on 9485, all compatible USB. Some interesting new programming shows up on WRMI as we try to keep track of it. On the schedule now is Teacher's Corner, which is apparently for people who are involved in teaching English as a foreign language. Monday at 06 on 7730. Monday at 21 on 9955 and 11580 or 15770. And Monday at 22 on 5950, each 1 hour long. Something I heard during one of these hours sounded like something else, however, as they were playing jazz music. Here's news from John Gorski in Iowa, who purchased the shortwave equipment of former station KJES in New Mexico. We knew he had undergone heart surgery, and now I hear from him. Thanks for everyone's concern. I've had several setbacks in my health and the construction of KJES. I'm doing better, but it's a long road back. The construction, or should I say the destruction, of KJES has been delayed due to the contractor performing other work on the former KJES building. Hopefully this will change soon. I hope to be back on the air from the new site by this time next year, but that may be a bit short as the FCC and other powers move at their own pace. Thanks to everyone for their concern and good wishes, and I hope to make some progress in the next few weeks. Mick Delmage in Alberta reports to Hardcore DX something has gone terribly wrong with a usually very clean signal from Zanzibar on 11735 at 1930 UT, March 17th. It sounds like they are being jammed, but I doubt that is the case. Also noted by Mark Cody in Ontario, who says March 19th at 2010 in Swahili, a strong signal but pulsing audio indicating a tube in the transmitter may be on its last legs. Wolfgang Buschel checked it out and says there are two program strings on exactly 11735 and another one on 11734.966, dittering every half a second. This was heard on various remote receivers. And he concludes, there's a mixture of dittering music and white noise, a 16 kilohertz wide signal, but both stopped at the same time when the transmitter went off at 42 seconds past 2100 UT. So I guess it's another malfunction of the transmitter unit, the Chinese-made Beijing transmitter's audio modulation. And he says, I remember some years ago after repair by the Chinese technicians, this transmitter was putting out pure white noise like the Ethiopians used to jam Eritrea. Mike Barakla forwards news from Andrew Yoder about the next Global HF Pirate Weekend, March 30th to April 2nd. There was also one last November. The general frequency range where pirates may be operating, 15010 to 15100 and 21455 to 21550. The basic schedule should be from 08 to 12 UT from Europe to Asia and Oceania, 12 to 16 UT from Europe to North America and vice versa, and also 22 to midnight UT from North America to Asia and Oceania. More details at hfunderground.com. Propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storms likely March 23rd, 28th to 31st, and April 2nd, and G2 moderate storm levels likely March 28th to 29th, with ANK indices peaking at 35 and 6. Solar flux only 72 until April 4th and then dropping to 70 by April 6th. And that's World of Radio 1870. Glenn Hauser hoping you'll join me again next week.